It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this important empowerment podcast. Today we're talking about how to stay calm and relaxed. And why is calm and relaxed important in the law of attraction? Because when you are calm and relaxed, your muscles are relaxed. Your nervous system is more relaxed. Your brain is working at a higher vibrational state. Everything seems to flow more succinctly and more energetically when you're calm and relaxed. You know, I get clients all the time who call and they say, Robert, I'm so nervous. I'm so upset. And I go, that's an affirmation. When you say I'm nervous, or I'm worried, or I'm upset, you're affirming it. And if you say it under enough emotional duress, it goes directly into your subconscious mind, where it becomes a permanent counterintention for the rest of your life. Because every time you get in a situation that is challenging, you start to become nervous. You start to become tense because you've affirmed that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you are. Look, there are some things in life when they present themselves that it might be worth getting nervous about or fearful about. There are some things in life that when they happen might be even worth getting tense about. But most of the time, 95% of the time, you are going to be more effective in attracting and manifesting and building and creating the life you want by learning to be calm and relaxed. I love those two words. When I perform hypnosis with my clients, oftentimes I will simply have them just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Close their eyes and recite the word calm. Calm. Now, if you're driving right now, you better pull over to the side of the road. So we won't go any further with this, but you get the idea. So at work, where tensions oftentimes can run high and there's deadlines and we've got to get this done and this has got to get done and what happens if we don't do this? And, you know, you've got your boss hanging over you and employees that need your attention and all kinds of stuff and energy. If you take 2 minutes out of every hour, you'll make the other 58 minutes 20 to 25% more productive by just taking 2 minutes out of every hour, shutting your eyes. And you can do this in your desk, turn your chair around, or maybe go out to your car for a minute, go into the break room, shut your eyes, and begin breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just relax. And repeat those two words, calm, relaxed. Calm, relaxed. Calm, relaxed. Do that for 2 minutes. And at the end of 2 minutes, just open your eyes, take a nice, clearing, deep breath, get up, move your fingers and hands around, and get back out and go to work. Your mind will be clear. Your body will feel relaxed. You'll feel like you've taken a 20-minute jacuzzi. I had a friend of mine who was one of the top professors at a college in the psychology department, and he also had a private practice. And I asked him one time, I said, how do you manage to teach classes, oversee other professors, and run a private practice at the same time? I don't understand how you do it. And he said, in between every appointment that I take, I close my eyes for 5 minutes. I breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth, and I simply meditate on the words calm and relaxed. He said, I have a couple of other tricks. When I park at the store, I always park at the farthest parking lot and walk vigorously into the store so I can get a little bit of cardio in. And I do that. You know, when I have a chance to take the stairs, I take the stairs. Little things like that will help you remain calm and relaxed. And you will notice that the other things that you're doing to attract the love of your life, your soulmate, your job, your career, more income, more money, a new car, a vacation, all of those things will start coming to you easier. They'll come to you without effort, without you pushing and banging and pounding your desk. They'll come to you because you are flowing with the universe. You are calm and relaxed. The next secret is sleep time. So here's a couple tips there that will help you remain calm and relaxed. Number one, I like nighttime meditation. So I like using mantra beads, or if you like doing the Catholic rosary even, that's fine. Whatever you like. Now, if you have mantra beads or mala beads, as they're called, I think there's 108 of them. And you can just be lying in your bed with your arm kind of stretched over the bed so that as you fall asleep, your hand opens up and your beads fall to the floor where you have a white pillowcase. So it falls on the pillowcase. And you can be simply vibrating, Om Namah Shivaya Om. Om Namah Shivaya Om. Or you can be doing a different mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Or you can be doing something like, I am open to my higher self. I am open to my higher self. I am open to my higher self. Or if you just want to have something that's, you know, just really physical, something material, you can be going through those beads and every single one, money's too damn easy to make. Money's too damn easy to make. Money's all over the place. Money's too damn easy to make. You know, you can be relaxing about your money, letting it flow into your life with an affirmation. So you can use an affirmation, you can use an incantation, you can use any number of things. You can be doing, the rosary if you want. Ave Maria, Gratia, Plena, Dominus Tecum. You know, anything that you want that helps you connect either with source energy or with one of your affirmations. Something that is changing your limiting beliefs and opening you up to unlimited beliefs. Now, as you fall asleep, your hand's going to let go. Your rosary or your mala beads are going to fall to the floor. And that's okay. You pick them up in the morning. But you've put all that positive, relaxing, empowering energy into your brain as you've fallen asleep. The next one, this is a tough one, but the next one is try not to watch television 30 minutes before bedtime. In other words, turn off the TV, have a little reading time, perhaps, meditating, something that just kind of gets you prepared. You know, go brush your teeth. Some people like to take a shower before bedtime. Whatever gets you into state for really going into a nice, deep, relaxing state. The other thing that is very positive is gratitude. And again, you can use the beads or you can just say it with your mind. You know, all the things that you are grateful for. And if you run out of things that you are grateful for, how about starting with body parts? Are you grateful for your liver? Are you grateful for your lungs? Are you grateful for your heart, your ears? You know, so there's, you can't run out of stuff that you can feel grateful for. And of course, the final thing is prayer. Prayer is just a wonderful way of communicating with Source. And I'm not talking about the kind of prayer where you are asking for a bunch of stuff. I'm talking about the kind of prayer where you are just communing with the divine, where you're feeling that inner connection. So there you go. There's some ideas that you can use. Some of them are more secular. Some of them are more spiritual. But whichever one works for you is fine by me. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Receive a miracle in your life, oftentimes within 10 days or less. You deserve to have a miracle. Do you want to save your relationship? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to double the size of your business or advance in your career or make more sales or attract more money or find your soulmate? Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. We will help you using the ancient secrets plus modern technologies such as NLP. We'll help you have the life you want. And I put my name on that one. Miracle Mentoring, Alchemy Life Coaching. Look us up on the web, you know, at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay. The next one is guided meditations. Schedule, and if you have to write it in your iPhone or your Palm Pilot or on your calendar or something or on your hand, schedule 30 minutes of some guided meditation a couple times a week. I like the idea of just closing your eyes and listening to a guided meditation that will expand your imagination. Now, I think our creative visualization program is as good as you're going to get anywhere. And if you really want some guided meditation, along with freestyle meditation, I would recommend the creative visualization program at our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. Those are tools that will help you relax. They will help you stay calm. You'll stay more centered, but you will also be creating and attracting at the same time. I can also recommend the middle pillar exercise. And that's a Kabbalistic exercise that was developed by the late Israel Regardi. There are books out on the middle pillar. I think it's a wonderful tool. And of course, just a chakra meditation. And we have a chakra clearing meditation on the website as well at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That might be something that will be helpful to you as well. I have a couple more power tips, but we'll be right back after this important message. Listen.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can! As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Well, our next important tip is to get outside. And here's some stuff you can do when you're outside. Going to sound a little crazy, but just go with me on it. If it's warm enough and dry enough, try to get some barefoot time on the grass. There's something about standing on the dirt or the grass that barefooted that will allow that earthing energy to just absolutely relax your muscles, relax your body, but it will ground you and help you feel centered and calm and relaxed. Do something green, whether it's gardening, walking through the forest, mowing the lawn, something that involves nature. Get out and do something green. That is like the best thing you can do for relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, and getting your spirit and body in harmony again. The next thing, I think, is to eat mindfully. Now, when you create a recipe from scratch or from a recipe that you've had, and you don't buy something, like you buy a can of soup versus making soup from scratch, that's a mindful meditation. Just creating that recipe and making that is absolutely wonderful for helping you get into a deeper state of relaxation consciousness. Next, try to eliminate the television during your meals or the internet. I mean, the idea of being on the net, texting on your phone while you're eating, it's not the way to help your body recenter and get nice and relaxed and just feel good. Bless your food. Whether you're religious or not, you don't have to be religious. You can just bow your head and say, thank you, source, for this food. Enjoy each bite. Make each bite in kind of a special moment. And finally, slow down. Have a conversation with your husband or your wife or your children. Get to know each other. And finally, exercise. Walking. That's number one. Swimming, weightlifting, yoga, they're all good exercises, but get some kind of exercise in every day if possible. And my final tip, and I think this is an important one, is plan trips. Plan trips even if you're not going to take them tomorrow. Even if you're not going to take them next month. Plan out a trip. You know, and go through the details of looking up all the things that you want to do on that trip. All the things that you might want to see. The places you want to visit. That kind of thing. You'd be surprised when you plan a trip. You put the law of attraction into action for you, and sooner or later, the universe will be rewarding you with taking a needed vacation. Well, we're out of time. I hope this helps. Remember, when you're relaxed and calm, you allow energy to flow, and that's important when you're attracting. Okay, we're out of time. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, have a great day. Get out there and do something special for someone today, because they deserve it.